Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
iOS Today time. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
Did you have a wonderful Christmas?
It was amazing. I got everything I wanted.
Me too.
Nobody fought at all.
No.
It was essentially perfect.
In other words, we're imagining what Christmas will be like because this is recorded ahead of time.
Yes,
we're taking the week off, as are all the shows on Twit. But we thought, as are all the shows on Twit, we would do a best of clip show. I remember when I was a kid, you know, maybe they still do it. Clip shows where they, I don't know, they got lazy one week like we are and took stuff from the previous show, and they'd sit around on a couch, and you know, Barney Miller would say, "Oh, remember that time Fish came to work and he smelled like fish? Watch." And you know, that's fun.
Yeah, I always hated those. But
really?
Yet we're doing this because I
too,
think
too bad.
We're more of a medium because you know, we chat a lot.
I'm a large, you might be a medium.
Thanks. There's moments of perfection, and I went through all of them and I found them.
Okay, well, let's start off with the biggest story of the year, right?
The FBI. We right off the bat,
boom.
Apple said, no, we're not going to turn over that phone, et cetera, et cetera. You did a pretty good job of explaining it. Let's take a look.
Watch.
This was a cell phone that the man had that was provided by his employer, the San Bernardino County Health Department. It was an iPhone 5C. It had been updated to the most recent software. And one thing we don't know is if it was but it was apparently locked. We don't know if it was a 4-character or the more modern, what is it, 6 characters now?
Mm-hmm.
6 characters would be a lot harder to break. The FBI has this phone. One of the first things they did is they tried to get into the backups because it turns out they also probably had his Macintosh, whether it was at work or at home or his Windows PC, and that the phone had been backed up. So the first thing they did is try to get in his backups. They didn't know his iCloud password. So they had his employer change the iCloud password. Wish they hadn't. Because as Apple pointed out, if you'd called us earlier, we could have told you, leave the password, bring the phone to a Wi-Fi access point that the phone's already attached to. And as you know, if you have Wi-Fi backups turned on, it will start backing up. You're going to get a recent backup.
Unfortunately, without the passcode, without entering the passcode.
Right. Now, that data may be encrypted or maybe not. You know, when you do the backup, you have a choice. Always check encrypted, because then it'll back up passwords and other stuff. It'll back up everything. It won't back up passwords if you don't check it. I don't know, and I don't think the FBI knew whether that backup was encrypted or not. When they did get the password changed, they were able to log in. Lo and behold, the last backup was 6 weeks ago. So they didn't have any current information.
6 weeks from. It was October. So
yeah.
6 weeks from then. Not
yeah.
6 weeks ago.
Prior to the shooting incident.
Yeah.
So they said, oh, crud. We want to get on the phone now. He's got a passcode on it. Now, as you know, if you can set it. You don't have to. But you can set it that if you enter the passcode incorrectly 10 times, the phone can be erased. They don't know if the shooter had done that. They don't know. They don't want to take a chance. There's also a delay introduced, a 5-second delay between passcode guesses. Now, if he had a 4-digit passcode, that's 10,000 possibilities. And so, in theory, if they could get it to happen faster and they could stop it from deleting itself, they could create a machine that would just try passcode after passcode and then unlock it. That's what they petitioned Apple to do. And the court ordered Apple to do is to modify the firmware on the 5C, so that the FBI, they didn't ask Apple to decrypt the phone. They didn't ask Apple to give them the contents of the phone. They didn't even offer the phone to Apple. They said, this is all we want you to do. We want you to write new firmware for an iPhone, sign it, because it won't install on an iPhone unless you sign it with Apple's super secret signing key, and install it on the phone. And this is what we want that new firmware to do. A, disable the erase function. And B, speed up the login so that we can then, and then C, give us either via Wi-Fi or via Bluetooth some way to tap the passcodes over and over and over again until we get one that lets them in. Now, Apple has 5 days, actually they now have 7, I think, to respond. They're the 26th to respond. We don't know what Apple's response will be, but we suspect we know because Tim Cook immediately published an open letter at Apple.com saying, we don't want to do it. This is the wrong thing to do. Everybody needs strong encryption, and by us doing this, we would undermine that. And we wouldn't just undermine it for this one case. And this is up for debate. We wouldn't just undermine it for this one case. We would undermine it for all iPhones going forward. We don't. It's now the now this is very important. FBI is not asking for a back door. They're just asking them to put some modified code on that particular iPhone. But the fear is that the technique, the code, will be now owned by the FBI, and maybe others can get a hold of it. And at that point, you've lost kind of the one of the crown jewels of Apple's privacy policies, which is that all iPhones, ever since iOS 8, yours and mine and yours, and that 5C, since iOS 8, are encrypted. And even Apple can't decrypt them, by the way. Even if they gave the phone to Apple and Apple tore out the hard drive and they couldn't decrypt it because it's encrypted with strong encryption, the only way to get the data on that phone is to figure out what the passcode is without getting the phone erased. Apple doesn't want to put that tool in the FBI's hands. The FBI says you have to. And they went to court and the court agreed. Apple will, I think, likely appeal. But the thing that you need to know is Apple, it's a couple of things we learned from this. By the way, Apple asked the FBI to do this in secret. They said, seal this order. And the FBI didn't. I think the FBI is looking to get a precedent. They'd like to do this more often. And one of the things that already has been established is that Apple has the capability to do this. Mm-hmm. Who knew, right? That they could put modified software on that phone.
How do they do it without having the passcode?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I don't know. Apple knows. And Apple didn't say we can't do it. And I think that would have been, had that been the case, that would have been their response. Guys, that's why we put out iOS 8. We didn't want to be in this business. We can't do it. They didn't say that, which means they can.
Yeah.
Whether it's connecting it to a computer that's specially configured and the phone then push, there must be some way to push firmware. If you think about it, it seems like a technique that Apple would have for repair purposes. This goes to the, and we'll probably get to this next, the error 53 problem. Because mm-hmm. Apple has a fix for that as well.
Yeah.
So remember, and this is related, that we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I think we did.
The error 53.
Yeah, did we?
Break your iPhone.
If you break your screen or break your fingerprint reader and you bring your iPhone to a third-party repair and they replace the screen and or fingerprint reader, what may happen in the process is that the special pairing between your fingerprint reader and some hardware on your phone called the Secure Enclave will be broken. Now, if you bring it to an Apple store, they'll restore it. And in fact, if they can't restore it, they'll give you a new iPhone. Because Apple really feels very strongly that once the fingerprint reader has been compromised, your phone has been compromised. You don't know if somebody's put something bad on there. You can't tell. Maybe it's reading your fingerprint. Maybe it's bypassing other security. So they put a check in there that if the fingerprint reader and the screen and the Secure Enclave were unpaired, that there it would throw up an error. It turns out it threw up an error 53, that only showed up when you updated the phone. When you update the phone, error 53, your phone is bricked. You can't use it. Might as well throw it away. Well, and I hope you didn't, because it's gone. Well, it turns out Apple's now pushed out a new iOS 9.2.1 that they can, in their store, or you can actually, connect your phone up to your iTunes. You have to do it physically with a USB cable. It will push to your phone, and it will unbrick it. It'll restart your phone, and it'll be fine. You'll lose the fingerprint functionality, as you should, because that's the point of all of this. They say that we apologize. We never intended to brick people's phones. This was an internal testing code that leaked out. So, but that goes back again to this FBI story, because that shows that they can, even on a phone that's bricked, push new firmware into it. Now, this is fixed firmware. The phone is set up in such a way that unless it's signed by Apple's super secret cryptographic key, it won't run. That's for your safety also. That keeps a bad guy from doing the same thing. And they keep that key, we presume, under lock and key at the Apple headquarters, and probably only a couple of engineers have access to it. It might even require Tim Cook's presence because they only have to sign the firmware when they update it. They don't do it all the time. So the FBI is asking them to do that, to put out signed firmware that's kind of malware, and Apple doesn't want to do it. So it's a very interesting case. I guess what we've learned from this is that, in fact, Apple could, if they wanted to, make malicious firmware. We trust that they won't do that. That the encryption is still good on your phone. If you have iOS 8 or 9 on here, you're fine. It's encrypted. No one can get it, not even Apple. But there is a way that Apple could perhaps unlock your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they didn't say is the fingerprint reader. The 5C doesn't have a fingerprint reader.
Right.
It may be that Apple can't bypass the fingerprint reader. We don't know. Apple's not saying.
It is really interesting. I mean, I have been thinking about this a lot. Okay, we talk on this show all about, like, all the different apps and everything that you can do with your phone and all the pictures and all your personal life. Our lives are on this phone.
True.
So the government still doesn't have the ability to open up what's in here. Do you think they should have the ability to open up what's in here? Because, it's an extension of
us. Yeah, the government cannot force you to give up a password, for instance. Mm-hmm. Courts have ruled that. But they can force you to give up hair, blood, fingerprint. DNA, that's not considered to be self-incriminating.
Mm-hmm.
So this physical thing, yes, they can. But the encryption, can they force you to give a passcode? No. Can they force you to do a fingerprint? Yes. So it's very complicated. I have a feeling the Supreme Court's going to end up ruling on this. The fact that everything is on here, well, I don't know. I mean, you might have written everything in your diary at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a search warrant that includes specifically that diary, the Constitution says and courts agree and the law says they can go in and get it.
Oh, that silly FBI.
Actually, the other big story of the year was Apple's deciding not to put a headphone jack in their iPhone. I'm tapping my pocket like I have it here. In the iPhone 7. And I would like to watch this because I can't remember what our reaction was.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest change to the new iPhone, they took out the headphone jack.
Definitely no headphone jack.
Lose the headphone jack.
And because there's no headphone jack, it's thinner, it's lighter, and we can put more battery. They're taking out the headphone jack. That antiquated piece of history called the headphone jack.
Do you think there will be lines? For this headphone jackless.
Haven't been lines in years. Now, you've heard all the benefits, but the disadvantages are also obvious. Mm-hmm. You can't charge and listen at the same time without an additional dongle. Apple doesn't sell one. Belkin is for $40. It's ugly. It's big. if your car has an aux jack but not a lightning port, you'll no longer be able to use that auxiliary jack to listen to your music. Some people are not going to like that. If you spend a lot of money on headphones, you're going to have to get an adapter. Now, the good news is Apple's going to bundle wired lightning headphones in the box and the headphone adapter that takes a regular headphone jack and adapts it for the new lightning port. And those are only $9. And that was a real relief to me. In the past, Apple's charged a lot for connectors like this, $30 for the old 30-pin to lightning connector. $9 means... And you should probably prepare for this. Buy 5 or 10. You know, add an extra $45 to $90 to your budget and buy a bunch of these. And if you connect them to all the headphones, then your headphones are lightning ready.
Dumb hole. You don't need it.
Dumb hole. You don't need it.
Oh, courage.
Courage. I like it. Yeah.
Also this year, when we got our phones without the headphone jack, we, of course, had to spend a lot of time talking about dongles.
You were the queen of dongles. I remember your craft project. I ordered a lot of these.
Are those dongles?
These are
you
dongles.
Got a pocket full of dongles?
I got a pocket full of dongles.
High-speed USB and power dongle.
They're like $9.
USB camera dongle.
So I think, yeah, some people are confused by this, especially because the Lightning headphones are connected to the dongle, which implies you'll need the dongle for these, but you don't.
Here is the SD card reader dongle.
You get one with a phone.
I'm going to have to go get another one of these.
Yeah, the packaging on that is strange because that little dongle is kind of just hidden away in there. And like the first time you take it out, it's like, what? What's happening?
This is the dongle box.
In all honesty, it really surprised me when Apple said that they were going to include that dongle. It's a very kind of un-Apple move because they're kind of admitting that the phone isn't 100% ready to drop the headphone jack yet, right? By including the dongle, it's a kind of an admission of the fact that you might actually need this.
This is the travel edition of the dongle box.
I bought four of these.
Last week, I promised I would make a dongle holder. so that you wouldn't lose your dongle or leave it places. I actually have left my dongle in my purse.
Yeah.
And so I don't have it right now.
So you don't have a dongle, but I happen to have...
No, I have no idea where my dongle is.
This is why you need a dongle holder.
Yes.
No, so I keep my dongle on my headphones, but... Oh, shoot. Oh, good. Here it
okay.
is.
Whew.
I have, so this is these are my headphones. I don't use the Apple headphones. I use these nice Edemotic headphones. I really like them. And I didn't want to give them up. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't need a dongle. But the dongles, if you want to use the traditional mini jacks. And then I have a little in pouch that holds my headphones and then a little partition in the pouch. So I keep my dongle in there.
All right.
So there
so
you go.
So here's what you need. First, you need your dongle.
These are the headphone to lightning port jack dongles.
And then you're going to need like a keychain ring. Like
oh.
so,
oh.
you know.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
And then you're going to need a pair of headphones that you want to destroy. Do you want to destroy your Edemotics?
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Why destroy?
Because you're going to cut off this part. You're going to
what?
Use the male part, and you're going to
you're
going to
cut
it.
Off
you're
the male part. You've been wanting to do that for a long time.
You're going
to
snip the male part.
This is a little Freudian.
So
what?
I'm not using your Edemotics.
I don't recommend this.
Look at these headphones. No one's going to use these headphones.
Okay, move them over.
They're
a little
garbage.
Bit they're a little obscured by
they're garbage head. Headphones.
Okay.
No one's going to use these.
Okay.
Everybody has garbage headphones.
So these are headphones you're not going to use.
Right. And then you're going to need Sugru, which I got this at Target. It was like about $10.
Sugru is like putty, right?
Yeah. Okay. But then it stays in place.
Does it harden?
It hardens after okay. a while, yes. So that's all you need.
They call it moldable glue.
Moldable glue.
So take some headphones that you don't mind losing.
Right. And then you're going to snip off the male part.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right at the top there. Very
yeah,
tight.
Yeah, okay. right. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
There we go. I snipped off the male part. I really like
I don't know why. My mouth is dry.
It
really kind of bothers me slightly. Okay.
And you know what? These aren't probably the best. I mean, here are these that I was going to use.
You could use your old Apple headphones.
Your old Apple headphones. That would be a cleaner snip, I think, right
okay.
there.
Okay.
Okay. And then let's get out the Sugru. Do you want your dongle holder to be red, yellow, or blue? Because the Sugru came with three different colors.
I like red.
Okay. Let's do red. Okay.
This is kind of cool stuff. What do people use this for?
Burke's the one who gave me the idea of it in the first place.
Oh, you could use it to reinforce cables. Yeah.
Is that what you'd use it for?
One of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doors from banging or protect furniture. Although, oddly, the protect furniture picture is of a teapot.
Mm.
So protect furniture. Oh, I guess from the teapot. They'd make a little ugly little Sugru. Teapot holder.
Did I mention that I found this on CNET? This wasn't my original idea. I should give them credit.
Okay.
So from the time you open the pack of Sugru, you have approximately 30 minutes before it starts to set.
Oh, okay.
So mold it around the housing. So, you know, actually, this isn't clean, but that doesn't really matter. You're
no,
going to just mold it.
No, because the Sugru is going to obscure it.
Yeah, you're going to mold it, make it pretty.
Right here. There you go.
There, mold it into that shape. You could probably, like, I don't know, make it into whatever shape you wanted to make it into. You don't want fingerprints on it?
If you don't, you have to smooth it.
Oh, yeah, because fingerprints
okay.
will stay.
Yeah.
Burke is a Sugru expert. Wow.
And
I kind of now think I could think of, I'm thinking of some Sugru projects I could do.
Uh-oh, where's my thing? Okay, and then you
put a keychain in it.
Yeah, so what's the, I guess I mold it around the keychain, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Mold
make
it
the,
right.
Make the, or you can put the keychain through it, but I think that's better. Yeah,
yeah.
Do it like that.
The keychain.
Yeah. So you've made a little. Oh,
yeah.
I get where you're going with this.
And then,
so now you have the headphone jack.
Right. Oh wait. Don't,
on a keychain.
Yeah. Don't cover the part where you need to put the keys on.
Right. Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Actually, and rotate the keychain a little bit because you want it to rotate still, so you can
move it.
Move it around. You're going to put this on your keychain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then yeah. So then.
Oh, this is great. And then
that's
the dongle
holder.
Goes on there.
Yeah.
But it's available at any time.
Right.
Obviously on your keychain.
Here you go. Isn't it beautiful? I mean,
wow.
That looks like it's designed by Apple.
Wow. It does.
Yeah. Look,
Johnny Ive is right now spinning in his grave.
You should give that to Burke and have him shape it and then.
No, I'll be doing it for the rest of the show.
Okay, good. It's soothing, yeah. right?
It's very soothing. It's very pleasant.
So, yeah. Now, don't say we didn't do any projects on here.
That's kind of neat.
You might want to wash your hands. Like, this is my hands are going to stick together. Oh.
I still, by the way, I did that Sugru thing to my headphones. And, oh, no, I did it. You did it to the keychain, but
dongle,
I did it to
yeah.
my headphones. And now I have headphone this mistake. It was a mistake. Let's just put it that way. And, you know, Sugru, that stuff really, it dries. It's hard to get off.
Yeah, so, it's not Play-Doh. It's serious.
Word to the wise. Mm-hmm. We also had a new baby this year.
We did. The baby pro.
Oh, I was wondering. Let's
watch. I was excited about the I'm calling it the iPad Pro Junior.
Baby Pro, we've been calling it baby Pro. Baby Pro.
Because I think the iPad Pro is a little too big for me to carry around. This fits just like any iPad in my backpack. I've got a little slot for iPads. It has a little baby keyboard. Yeah. You know what? It's complete. As far as I'm concerned, for what I do, I wouldn't want to write War and Peace on it. But for what I do, it's adequate.
I think it's really good.
It's surprisingly good.
I was shocked because I was very skeptical about the idea of a scaled-down keyboard. They've mostly scaled down the extra keys that are not the alphanumeric keys, like the return key is really narrow. But they've tried to minimize how much they've shrunken the alphanumeric keys. And I found it really quite typable, surprisingly typable. And because the surface area of the 9.7-inch screen is so much less than the 12.9-inch screen, the bulk on that as a cover is a lot less. That's what I don't like about the big cover is it's heavy. And that one's super light.
And the Logitech even worse. In fact, I got the Logitech Create, and it was like heavier than my MacBook. I thought, well, I'm not going to use this anymore. But this is relatively compact. And yeah. I carry around this is the Duluth Trading Company travel bag, but it fits beautifully in there, and it's easy to carry around, and it's not very heavy.
Yeah, most people, this is the iPad that they're going to want, not the big Pro.
Yeah, and it still uses a pencil. It does all the things that by the way, the sound is fantastic.
It's pretty good. Four speakers, yeah.
Now, is it using all four speakers, or is it only using two at a time?
It uses all four speakers, and what they do when you're in a horizontal orientation, so you've got stereo left and right, and then it puts the higher frequencies on the upper speakers and the lower frequencies on the lower speakers.
Yeah.
And the idea there is you get a little more dynamic range because those speakers don't have to reproduce all of the frequencies.
So I'm going
to
take out our jack so I don't hear it directly, but let me turn it up so play it out of the speakers.
This is totally fair use, too.
Yeah, this is fair use. But that's filling the room. I mean, the bass is decent. I mean, again, it's not, you know what it's really good for? Audiobooks are great. I've been now listening to audiobooks, and instead of porting it out over to my Sonos or some speakers, I actually just have the iPad in front of me and listen to it. Now, I noticed the battery seems, now maybe this is mine, to deplete rapidly.
I found that they're still shooting for that 10-hour battery thing. Although, again, if you've got the smart keyboard attached and are using it.
Is it draining it when it's just sitting there?
Well, I don't know if it's draining it when it's sitting there, but it is being powered by your iPad's battery.
I feel like the battery, even when I'm not using it, like I unplugged it at 100% this morning, it's already to 74%, and I haven't used it today.
Well, that's not
good. So there's something, maybe it's an app I've got on here.
It's possible.
I'll have to investigate.
Because they're trying to make it pretty power efficient. Like, even when there's not a lot going on screen, it actually cycles down the refresh rate. Because normally all iPads are at 60 frames per second. This one will back off to 30 frames a second if there's not a lot going on. And that's all just to save battery, to save on the video processing power.
One of the reasons the speakers sound good on the big iPad Pro is they have a kind of a speaker chamber. There's enough room inside that thing. They probably aren't doing this on the
baby. And it doesn't sound as good as the big one, but it sounds way better than, say, the iPad
Any other Air. iPad. Yeah.
With the iPad Pro?
Yeah, that was this year.
That was this year?
The little baby Pro, that was this year.
Gosh, I can't believe that was this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my iPad, the smaller iPad Pro. That's my go-to iPad. I use it every week on this show, and I like the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
That's my go-to iPad. But it got even better this year. You know why?
Why?
iOS 10.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. The new iOS 10 is so great, even if you have an older iPhone or iPad, you're going to get lots of new features. Some of the features we're going to show you today require an iPhone 6S or later because you have to use 3D Touch. But there's some really great hidden stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. There really is. So should we get right to it?
Yeah.
Okay, we each have five. You have some extras.
I sent you extras because I felt guilty about some of them because I've shown them before.
Okay. Well, this first one is how you can respond to earlier messages in a conversation. If you've ever been in an iMessage conversation and you ask someone a question and then they, or asking you a question at the same time, and then you get really confused, because someone's answering a question that happened way earlier. So this way you can respond earlier to earlier text messages. So
that's really kind of an interesting idea. I like it.
Yes. Yeah, so
you have a limited responses though, right?
You can thumbs up, you can thumbs down. Let's see. We have this whole big thread here and we didn't really actually say anything to each other. We just
sent emojis and stickers.
Let's see if I can respond to stickers with them. Yeah, I can. So you can show my screen. Leo, before he sent me this pupmoji, and I thought that was so cute, but all these rest of these things he sent me, I didn't think were so cute. For example, I don't want to say, oh, so cute to
that
he sent me. But
my head, not my body.
I wanted to specifically say that I liked this. So I long pressed it, and then I give it a thumbs up. I'll give it a heart, because I love that pupmoji so much.
Now, if you do that, does that lock me out? Can I do... puppy, so you did the ZZZZ. I mean, can I do an add another? How long can this go on, in other words?
I don't know.
I see your heart.
I
see your heart.
Okay, can you...
Long press, yeah. I can do ha-ha. Now, is that going to add... Oh, no. It's on top of your heart.
Yes.
That's kind of mean.
And then, of course, our iPhone 7s. We got them. We played with them. We had fights.
We didn't agree. She's a little bit matte. I'm a little bit glossy.
I've already gotten to talk about my friend Matt here.
Well, I noticed you're a little bit matte, and I'm a little bit jet black. I really love the jet black. This is the iPhone. We both have the iPhone 7, and I see both have the pluses. And these are the two new colors that they came out with. I love the jet black. Renee Ritchie doesn't put a case on it. I do. So that's accessory number one. I presume you have a case.
I have the leather case from Apple.
Oh, that's pretty.
It is. Well, you can't really tell, but it's a little bit scratched, weathered, as we say.
Well, better that be weathered than the phone be weathered, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So, because I really wanted a blue iPhone. I believed in the rumors that we were going to get a blue one.
So you got the blue leather.
I got the case, yeah.
Well, on the other hand, because I have the shiny piano black iPhone, I don't want a case to hide. I do feel like I need to carry a case, not just for micro abrasions, but anytime you have a phone, if you drop it on a corner, you're going to get an ugly ding in there. And it bothers me. So I got a clear case. Now, there are a lot of these. These are cheap. This is, I think, $9, $7, $8, $9. They're very inexpensive. And I've ended up trying a lot of different manufacturers for the clear case. And this is the one I recommend. It's Ringke, Ringke, $8.99, or maybe it's $9.99 now. They went up a little bit on Amazon.
And we got new watches this year, the Series 2 watch.
You got your sport watch. Mm-hmm. You talked me into that, the mm-hmm. rose gold.
I did.
And I got the ceramic watch. I remember when I was going on vacation, and the watch was going to come like 2 days into my vacation. I was so disappointed. And you texted me and said, it's here, can I open it? And I said, no, but you did anyway. I also ordered an Apple Watch.
Well, Patrick got the new watch, Patrick Delahanty. I know.
Did you?
I didn't.
You're happy with yours.
No, I'm not happy with mine. I was just waiting for someone else to offer
you
to pay for
it. You waiting for Uncle Leo to say.
I asked if he'd swam with it yet, and he said no. Here he is, and he said he was scared. And so then he offered to dip it in water for us. I said, no, you don't have to do that. But he said he needed pressure. So for us, for you, he's going to put his brand new Series 2. And he didn't even have it. Is that a good place for it? Patrick's doing it. He's putting it in water. And is your heart still beating? Okay. So now do you should pro. So how long do you think we need to put it in water for it to then squirt out?
I love this. The speaker, when you're swimming and it gets water in it, then you get out of the pool, spits the water out. How many watches do that?
I know, that's awesome.
How many makes a sound? Like...
And maybe shake it around a little bit. So
okay, like you're acting like we're swimming. Do you have to have it on swim mode? Did you put it on swim mode? Uh-oh. Should we take it out? I think you're supposed to put it on swim mode. Okay, here. Unlock to view. I can't unlock it, so you have to unlock it to view.
Everyone's looking very intensely to see your passcode. Be careful.
Yeah, Conky says you should give me the ceramic watch you ordered. I already suggest that, Tim. I'm way ahead of you,
I
Conky.
Ordered the ceramic. Apple, without any fanfare, they didn't mention this, has discontinued the $10,000 gold Apple Watch.
Okay, should we try to squirt out the water again?
Yeah, swipe up.
Swipe up.
Hit the drop.
My fingers are wet. Here, let me dry them off.
And then turn it.
Turn it. Did you... Oh, it squirted out a little bit of water.
Oh, that's so cute.
Thank you, Patrick. It's a
you
tease,
talked
if
about,
you will.
Of course, and I'm now wearing it. My new Apple Watch Series 2.
My new Apple Watch.
And this is ceramic. It came with the world's worst band. Did you note that when you were?
I noted that in my review that it looked dirty.
It's dirty. It looks like, oh, you have a nice white plastic band on your $1,200 watch, and it's dirty already. Get a new one, Leo. But I do use this when I work out because it's rubber. So it's, you know, I pulled a Rene Ritchie. I went out and bought all kinds of different bands. So this is the nylon, black and white nylon. I got a black and pink nylon. And I like the leather, the soft leather bands.
That one called, that blue one?
I can't remember the name. It's the leather, soft leather. Mm. It's weird. It's like a quilted leather, but it's really soft. It feels good. You know, if you're going to have an Apple Watch, you might as well consider accessorizing it as Rene does. With a variety of bands. They're very easy to put on and take off. So that's another accessory I got. And then it comes with, which is really nice, and I should have brought it in. I forgot. The magnetic base that flips up so that you can use it in nightstand mode. It actually comes with this watch along with the regular charger that comes with all Apple Watches, just the little quarter-size charger. So I have two.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
I think so, too.
And that, I consider that case kind of a dock. So I have it here at work. So if I want to take off my watch and charge it, I can do that. So those are some of the accessories for the new Apple stuff.
Have you gone swimming in your watch yet?
I have swum and spit. You want to hear it? Have you heard it spit?
Yeah, yes. Oh. But I mean, but well, I'm not the only one watching this, so someone else might not.
I don't want to bore you.
But yeah, we might have stuck it in a cup of water while you were
my running. Watch?
We might have.
What? I'm worried. All right, let me press the button. So what happens, you press the water button, or during, if you're doing a workout, you can turn it on during the workout. And then when you're done, you spin the dial. Let's see if I can do that here. To get it to spit out the water.
Does it have to have water to spin?
No. Turn digital crown to unlock and spin and eject water. Well, that's what I'm doing. Come on. Come on. Maybe I'm not turning it enough. Sorry, did I hit you?
I got to spit some water out now. You know what? I remember Patrick also got the brand new watch, and we used his. We did not use yours. I refused to put yours in water. Now I'm recalling that I didn't.
No, don't lie. I know you did, but that's okay. I can live with it. It's fine. It's waterproof, right?
Right. It's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be. And actually, more for me, it's I guess if I were a swimmer, that would be important. Mm-hmm. But also that, you know, you don't have to worry about it getting wet. You can work out. It can get sweaty. Things like that. Mm-hmm. And if the nice thing about the ceramic is, it really doesn't show scratches, or at least it's not supposed to. What the heck? What a laugh riot. I tell you, those two, I love iOS today.
We also spent an inordinate amount of time.
Way too much time.
With our selfies. We filtered them. Yeah. We bitmojied ourselves. Yeah. We jib-jabbed. We
danced around like little elves. We bored you with it then, and we're going to bore you with it again.
Face swap live.
Face
swapping is a thing. It's the next big thing.
It's fun. It's funny because, of course, we're a little older than the Snapchat generation. Even you, who are a lot younger than me.
So here really, I am as a baby. Show that.
Oh, my golly gosh.
Here I am with Hillary Clinton's face on my face.
Oh, see, that looks like more like Night of the Living Dead. And I asked my son, who's a big Snapchat user, he's 21, I said, how do you use it? I said, there's no manual. How did you figure out how to use it? It was just obvious. I said, no, really, Henry. People show you. what the heck is that? The face recognition that's built into Snapchat. You sent me this one.
Hey, I'm driving here. I'm driving.
Is really fun. And they change these all the time. See, we're seeing all these apps, Snapchat too, that can recognize your face and superimpose stuff on your face. Like, as you can see, our technical director, Anthony Nielsen, is doing putting a tiger on my head. Pretty realistic looking, too, I might add. It seems to be like that suddenly got well understood, or there was a library or something, because everybody's doing it.
Yeah, it's like hoverboards. They just all...
Everybody's
like, no
doing
patented.
It.
They all came out at once.
And you know what? It's fun. I use Snapchat just for that feature.
Right, so Snapchat has a feature. And then there's an app called Masquerade. It's MSQRD, and Facebook just bought them.
Facebook bought them.
They bought the Masquerade.
Well, you know why? It's a really good app. MSQRD.
Okay, so should we swap faces?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how we do this?
There's my face.
You're wearing your shark. So do I have to get my face in the donut?
Yeah, in the hole.
That is unsettling.
So, now you can take a look at that.
To say the least.
There you go.
You notice it kept the hats.
The hats, yeah. The hat make it we're already weird. So it's not just, so I can do a lot. So I can be crying. You can see that, okay.
This is kind of fun.
I can make myself have big eyes.
I see a lot of people using these now. I look like a keen pink. Ah! What are you doing? Here, Anthony.
Just taking a swim.
You should have used this.
Oh, the shark one is good. Oh, wow, Leo, that was awesome.
Anthony was the Joker. Uh-huh. Halloween, it sort of saved you a lot of time.
This is just a lot more fun than you should have as an adult.
What are you talking about, Megan? Is this fun?
Yeah. So the face swapping is very exciting. I think I have some more
really
examples.
I feel like I could be in the next Planet of the Apes movie.
You probably could, I think.
You damn dirty ape.
Really, when the party gets slow, just take out your face swapping app and it gets exciting again.
Hey, man.
That's what I always say. MSQRD is free.
Yeah.
And if you need to do something while Leo's not paying attention, this is perfect app for that.
Well, that's weird. Now I have a hat on my hat. What?
Here's where Anthony and I switched.
This is very, you know what? This is just like Snapchat. Do you think Facebook's going to build this into Messenger?
I don't know what they're going to do with it. Maybe Instagram. Who knows? Instagram seems like maybe the better.
Oh, Facebook owns Instagram, too.
Yeah. Oh, that looks great. That looks really good. Yeah, I think I need to go change my profile picture.
I'm a tiger in a tiger. I got a tiger in my tank. Am I taking a picture?
Are you taking a video or a picture?
Oh, yes, I'm taking a picture.
And then you can easily tweet it out, which you should.
Look, this is fun.
It is.
This is fun. I love it. Hashtag MSQRD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You could take that out if you don't want to.
Yeah. No, they ask you if you would like to, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What was I? I was your little shield or something. Hello. I am very gentle and kind.
Yes, you are.
Don't get me
I
angry, though.
I wish you could
though.
Wear that face around all the time.
Do tigers have double chins? I don't think so.
That's a good one. Did you try the
poop emoji?
Ears?
Sure.
No.
Who didn't?
How about the one with the kiwi eyeballs?
Kiwi eyeballs? Oh, like I'm at the health club?
Yeah.
Don't mind me. I'm just getting a facial. It's my spa day.
There's so much I love about this app and nothing I don't like about this app.
It's great. I hope they do more.
Yeah.
Oh, sad. That's kind of sad. No, I think it's true. I used to be, but now I'm not. I was in KISS. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to swap faces again?
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Wow. Can you swap face and add those things?
Oh, that's asking for a lot, don't you think?
Yeah, no, let's not do that. These are great. And there's quite a few of these if you want to look like a movie star. Back in my early days, I was Captain Kangaroo.
Now, here's the thing. Is that supposed to be somebody?
No.
Not?
Just me.
Just you with a mustache and a tiger hat?
Does it look like me? I think it kind of looks like me.
Yeah, you should definitely grow that mustache for sure.
I like it. Is it adding more than a mustache?
That's what's confusing. The face swapping is very confusing to me. Because what's it really adding?
Thank heaven for little girls. Because little girls get bigger every day.
Okay, I never thought we could
get
creepier than normal, but yeah, creepy.
This is the best app ever. We don't even need to do... Oh, I'm sorry. We don't need to do app caps anymore.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's just the new filters.
Just do the app filter.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't the TriCaster do this? I bet it can.
That's good.
This is nice.
Mm-hmm. MSQRD, masquerade, if you will.
Was that a funny one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm laughing. Pokemon Go. Oh, my God. That was a craze, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Some people still play. Rene Ritchie was still playing when he came down to visit us earlier this month. It was the hit of the year. And, well, I had a little, I don't know, I had a problem. But I think the first step is admitting that you have a problem. Watch.
All right. You know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the game of the century, folks. Pokemon Go. Now, it's really for an iPhone or an Android phone, and it is only for the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. I'm sorry if you're living in some other country. Although I understand, thank you, iMore, that there are you can put APKs on if you're an Android user from and you're in another country, and it will work. But the servers have been just blasted. This app came out on Wednesday, July 6th, and it is this is bigger than Flappy Bird, it feels like.
I agree.
I can't think of another app that has been so popular in a long, long time. Pokemon Go. Now, this comes from the company called Niantic. They created, so the founders of Niantic, and this is the interface I'll show you a little bit. We're going to give you a little primer how to play this game. The founders of Niantic actually came to Niantic from a company called Keyhole. Keyhole was a satellite mapping company. They did the satellite imagery. Google bought them. And that's the satellite imagery in Google Maps.
And Google Earth.
And Google Earth. And the Keyhole folks, I think, must have said to Google, that's all nice, but we have this idea. We want to make some apps based on this data. So first they did Field Trip, which I don't think was available on iOS, but it was kind of an interesting app. As you'd walk through a town, it would tell you when you walk by a point of interest. It would actually speak to you. Oh, on the left, that building was used for The Godfather 3. That's where the big shootout happened. And it was kind of fun. You would go, but it was also extremely annoying. And it didn't, I think it's still around, but it didn't really take off. Then they did Ingress, which was a cult game that involved you walking around in your town or wherever you were looking for, it was generally points of interest, and they would be hackable. You would do this, you'd join a faction, and then you'd do this hacking stuff, and you'd take it over, and then the other faction would try to take it back. And I always thought it was, it was kind of opaque, difficult to use, and weird. People who got into it, like Father Robert, walked miles doing this because they got so obsessed with it. The other thing that worried me a little bit, you're standing in front of, like, the U.S. Post Office, and it's saying, hacking the U.S. Post Office. Hmm. And you'd be doing your hacking, and it looked like, frankly, you're going to get taken down if you keep doing that. So I didn't do it. I got tired of it, and I didn't do it. Well, back to the drawing board. They've done a partnership with the Pokemon Company, which makes, if you've never heard of it, and I don't know how you could not have, made the game of the 90s, or maybe it was the early 2000s. I think my kids was about 9 or 10. And it was a card game, and you would have different Pokemon creatures, hundreds of them. They all had different attributes. You could evolve them, power them up. You'd buy the cards and get the creature. And I remember we had to stop at 7-Eleven every time Henry saw 7-Eleven. He said, I need a card pack. And if you were lucky, you'd get a foil card that would have extra features. It was a fun game, kind of like Magic the Gathering or lots of card games like this. Then there were Pokemon games you could play on various video gaming systems. So they did a tie-in, basically taking Ingress, modifying it to be more like Pokemon, but it's essentially the same mechanics as Ingress. You walk a lot. The more you walk, the more Pokemon you're going to see. You capture the Pokemon you see. You train them up. Here's the video. You train them up, and then you can do a few things. When you get home in the leisure of your own home, you can take your Pokemon and evolve them. You can hatch more. And you can then go to a Pokemon gym, try to take it over, much the same way Ingress you would be taking over points of interest. Because it's mapping, it's got real maps and real points of interest. There it is. That's a Pokemon gym. He's going to have a Pokemon battle with whoever took over the gym previously. And if he's lucky, defeat them and his team, whether it's red, blue, or yellow, will become the default team. So let me show you a little bit. Now, one thing you probably will see a lot of, and it's been really bad this last few days, is this. That means it can't reach the servers. So many people are playing this game that the servers are down a lot. One thing that sometimes helps, and I'll try this, is force closing the app and restarting it. You'll be using either a login with Pokemon, and they actually had to slow down Pokemon signups because so many people were signing up, or your Google account. Now, one of the advantages of doing that is you can use this on your iPhone, on your iPad, your Android device, and it's the same account. See, I'm Chief Twit. I keep everything. I keep all the things in my backpack. So that's nice. But the disadvantage is that's you. That's it. And you don't get to change your name. You don't get to change your look. Sometimes I wish I could. That's it. And what you've got, you've got. But that's all right. At least you get to take it with you. Now, I mentioned iPad. I don't know, but my guess would be that you cannot play this on iPad that doesn't have LTE because you need the GPS to know where you are. You can see we are actually, this is the Twit Brick House. You can see it can tell I'm in it. Across the street from us is a point of interest. In this case, and again, the servers are down, so let's see if we can get this. In this case, it's a mural on the wall across the street. There it is, the Phoenix Theorem mural. If I spin it, I can get a few items from it, usually Pokeballs, but sometimes some more premium items. And I just got 4 Pokeballs, but that's good. You need them because if any Pokemon show up, you're going to need those Pokemons to capture them. Now, you can tell if there are any Pokemons nearby with this bar down here. This shows what Pokemons are the nearest. With one paw print, they're almost in your vicinity. They may not be visible yet. That, if they're visible, the paw print will disappear entirely. 3 means they're as far away as they can be, but still be on your radar. I'm not sure what it means when I do that, except that maybe I'm keeping an eye peeled. So as I get closer, those paw prints will go down. There's a few other things you can do. If you hit your Pokeball, you'll see these are Pokemon I've collected over time. And you can sort these if you press CP in a variety of ways. The most useful are combat power. The more power, of course, the more likely you're going to win in one of those battles in a Pokemon gym. But another useful way is to sort it alphabetically. That's when you'll see you have duplicates. You do want to get rid of duplicates. You don't need but one of anything. And one of the reasons of course you could keep duplicates, but one of the reasons you might want to get rid of the lowest combat point duplicate is because you can trade it in for one bit of candy. So I'm going to transfer this Doduo to the professor. No takesies, backsies. It's gone forever once you do. But I got a Doduo candy, and here's why you might want that. You use the candy to power up and evolve. I'm not yet to the point where I can evolve it. I need 50 candies to evolve it. My recommendation is not to power up until you fully evolve. As you evolve the character, it changes into a different character. So it's a good idea to read the Pokédex to see, these are all Pokemon I've seen or captured, and to see what they evolve into. One of the most highly valued is Pikachu. It can evolve into a variety of things, so it doesn't tell you what it's going to evolve into. But here's the Raticate. It was an evolution from a Rattata. So the idea was I traded in all the Rattatas, kept one. Once I got enough Rattata candy, and each species has its own candy, I could evolve to Raticate. Raticate is the top, by the way. So what I could do now, if I have any extra candy, is power my Raticate up. Let's see if I have any extra candy to do that with. Where's my... Oh, and I have an extra Rattata. So let's trade off the Rattata. Let's get rid of him. Don't need him anymore. And get some extra Rattata candy. Oh, here's another one I can trade off. Let's get rid of all of these. You'll capture a lot of duplicates, so it's a good idea. Yep. Now, I go to my Raticate. I've got 25 points of Rattata candy, so I can power him up. And you'll see he gets 20 extra combat points. The more points, the more likely you'll win. But there's other strategy involved. There are different types of skills. If you're going into combat, you want to pick a Pokemon that's likely to win against the Pokemon you're playing. Eventually, I'll get rid of all these Zubats. It's a lot of fun. I wish I could show you the mechanics, but so you have to wait until a Pokemon shows up. There's one way you can kind of encourage, a couple of ways you can kind of encourage Pokemon to show up. You get items. Potions and revive will heal Pokemons. Incense will attract Pokemons. So if I place this incense here right now, it's incense around me, and I get it for 30 minutes, and I can continue to move around. No one else will see the value of this, but this will attract Pokemon for me. There's another way. There we go. See, I got something. It looks like a Rattata. Let's tap him, and yeah, wild Rattata. Now, this is kind of the fun part. This is the augmented reality. You can see I'm actually seeing him. The camera is turned on the iPad, and I'm seeing him kind of as if he were really here. It's, as Robert Scoble has pointed out on our last show, not exactly augmented reality, because I can move around and the Rattata goes with me. He's not actually in the space. Now let's try to capture him. Notice as I hold the Pokeball, that target narrows. Now, it's my understanding that it... he got closer and he bit me. We're not detecting... see, this is a problem with 10. You also have a problem with... You can play this out of AR mode, by the way. It's just not as much fun. I'm going to throw it. Boink. That was an easy one because it was really close by. Sometimes they escape, but I think I've caught him Ghostbusters style in my Pokeball. Oh, he escaped! No. Oh, that Rattata. Oh, he not only escaped, he went away. I lost the chance to capture. That's enough on that. When you get to level 5, you're not there yet. You'll have to choose a faction. Red, blue, or green. Or yellow, I mean. And I am, just a hint, Team Valor, which is red. You want to go the same color as your friends. That way you can gang up and take over gyms. Was that more information than anybody really wanted to know about Pokemon Go?
Well, now you know. Everybody's going to be asking you, hey, tell me what's the story about this Pokemon game. And now you don't even need to have played it. You just need to have heard Leo explain it.
And, of course, there was a lot of silliness. Just plain silliness.
That's because I like working with you so much, Megan Maroney.
You have warm toilet seats.
We have...
you have a toilet seat warmer. I don't know what it is. All I know is it was warm.
Something strange. In your neighborhood, who are you going to phone up?
So can I show you the device that measures a little more of what you're talking
about?
Yeah. Okay, it's called the Ohm Smart Bra. Well, yeah, as long as we're talking about Slack bots, there's a toilet bot for Slack.
Does the dog need to know what time it is?
You might want to monitor an Apple Watch is so much more than just the time. You might want to monitor your dog's health. Your dog might want to check Twitter. You never know.
You never know.
And Tony is here to model it for us.
Thank God. I was a little nervous at first.
No, I'm not going to.
Tony Wang is wearing not only a hula skirt. Wow, that's jazzy.
And then there's comic books. Oh, my goodness. Comic books on a 12.9-inch screen. It's like I've been reading comics since I was a teenager, and never have I read comics as beautiful as I'm reading this.
If you happen to work in an office space where you need to know when the toilet is available.
You can ask?
So I think we have a picture of the technology down there on the tweet.
Did you press any of the buttons?
No, I was scared of what would happen. I just sat down, I did what I needed to do, and then I was out of there.
So
that is a jazzy brassiere.
It does not, unfortunately, come with the skirt.
Right, and if anyone needs to pinch and zoom and see the details, it's comic book fans, right? I mean, you got to check to make sure everything's there and accurate so you can comment on it at Comic-Con.
Excuse me, but the ship Excelsior has forward atomic batteries. You have them pointing aftward.
Riley, who is a viewer of our show, sent us this video of what he does when no one's keeping him busy.
And I found a really cool bug on Siri that you can use to prank your friends. Here it is.
So steal your friend's iPhone and fire up Siri and then ask for this. From now on, call me a giant pile of...
From now on, I'll call you.
So click the tap to edit button and then go to the end of that sentence of what you just said. Click the space bar and then add an asterisk. And then click done.
Okay.
From now on, I'll call.
And then hit yes.
Giant pile of. I like that.
So what's going on here is that when Siri sees an asterisk, she interprets it as a kind of frequency and not like the actual word asterisk.
But the thing that I think is our trademark on iOS today, and credit to the founder of iOS today, the late Sarah Lane. No, she's not dead, is she? But it was Sarah's idea, which we frankly have never really explained fully, to do at the end of each show our picks of the week, our apps of the week. And she thought we should honor those apps with caps, different hats. Well, thank you, Sarah. I now have several hundred hats in my office, and here are just a few.
All right. Well, as long as we brought up politics, it's time for our app caps.
Why do we wear hats?
Because app caps are where we talk about our favorite apps of the week, and we wear funny hats that are appropriate to the app. And this is appropriate.
I don't want to be sexist, but...
then don't be sexist.
All right, get your hat. And I think you have an appropriate hat, as do I. Actually, this was an appropriate hat.
Yeah, we'll count it.
It's AppCap time, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Megan, why are you looking so stylish?
Mm-hmm.
So you're wearing a pork pie hat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Wait.
Oh.
I don't know if it's on right.
Perfect.
I'm going to put on my Charlie Daniels hat for this one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on my Crocodile Dundee hat. I think that's what this one is.
I don't know what that is.
I think this is your regular hat you wear. And that's it.
When you put it on like that, it really seems like a lot, just a big waste of time. No, I love doing iOS Today. I really love working with you. And it's so much fun to stay in touch with what's going on. And it keeps me every week, you know, looking at apps, using my watch, using the Apple TV. And using the iPhone. And I'm really, I hope you're getting something out of it each week when you join us on iOS Today. We'll be back in a week, next Monday, January 2nd, with all new apps, all new tips, all new picks. I hope you will come by and join us. 11 a.m. I'm sorry, no, it's not 11. It was supposed to be at 11.
It's usually late.
So it's more like 1:30 in the afternoon Pacific, 4:30 Eastern, 21:30 UTC. But please do come by. Because we love having you on iOS Today. Happy holidays.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And to you too.
See you in 2017.